friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I view them as a team that is probably going to be exactly what they have been for the last few years, which Steelers fans hate, which is a team that hovers right around 500, ends up just above 500, isn't really a team that can make a push in the playoffs. I don't see any reason to believe that they are not that. I think the thing that data tells you about aging quarterbacks is that the average depth of target comes down. He has, Aaron Rodgers, the lowest average depth of target in the entire NFL right now. His average depth of target is 5. I just don't see a way that you're going to get through the rest of the season knowing that they have to somewhat keep it close to the line and not find defenses that can go, I know exactly what to do against this. And so I tend to think that, no, they're not particularly good.
That was Lindsay Rhodes of Sumer Sports in the previous segment, and I think she's right now. I also look at the Steelers defense and think, I think the Steelers defense is better than it's played through the first four games.
It has to be better.
I also think their schedule lightens up here in a minute, because they play the Browns. And I also actually do think, like, the offense has subsided in a couple big plays here and there. I actually think the offense has room to grow as well. I think in watching Rodgers looks better already through four games than I thought Russell Wilson looked through his first four games last year when he came. What was that? Because I remember Fields had his moment at the start of the season.
Yeah, and then it was
took over.
It was the final 10 games, if memory serves me right. So after week 6, I want to say.
Like, Russ had like one good game right out of the chute, and then the final 9 games happened. I think Roger, I'm not talking about stats. I'm talking about like looks better throwing the ball, looks more comfortable. I think the Steelers are 3-1, and it wouldn't surprise me. Health is a big thing. The early buys another.
I mean, I thought Lindsay made a great point, though. And it's not one. Listen, have I caught every snap of Aaron Rodgers this year? No, but I have watched a substantial amount of the Steelers games. And I didn't realize, like, I looked at the numbers for the Minnesota game. This is a game I watch. I have an actual thought on top of this within that, and I didn't realize 3.3 yards average depth of target. Like we've criticized the idea that Joe Flacco was shackled. Joe Flacco was wearing these golden handcuffs and wasn't able to be Joe Flacco. The early returns right now with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, whether it's because he can't make the throws or whether they're doing something with Arthur Smith to tell him not to make the throws, he's not throwing the ball at all of any sort of length down the field.
So I do think that this is Arthur Smith. Why? I don't know. I think it might be as simple of it's early. Let's let the offense take time to germinate, and let's see if we can just kind of stay competitive. And as the season goes, then we'll develop the offense.
Well, so I think people look at what happened in Minnesota, for instance. I think it's a great game to look at because you look at the final numbers and you're like, whoa, Rodgers completed 81% of his passes.
Yeah.
Like, that's enticing to people, you know? You're like, what, 81%? That's an insanely high number. And then when Lindsay brings you on, you kind of find out why there's just that large number attached to it. And I'm sure if you watch the game, you could tell that as well. But if I'm Arthur Smith, I'm 3-1. I have had success with Aaron Rodgers doing it. I don't think it's the way you should operate with Aaron Rodgers, but I bet they buy 100% into it and continue to do it.
So I think this is tricky because the line on this game on Sunday is only 5.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's Vegas telling you that they think this game might be more competitive than you think.
So one thing into that, though, is that Tomlin plays games close anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, to me, that was a reflection of how the Steelers typically play these games anyway.
And I actually think this game, I'd be surprised if it's a blowout, it's going to be a real cause for concern. Like, I don't think the Steelers are who they're going to be 5 weeks from now. I think this is the typical Tomlin team that kind of mills around for a while and then suddenly finds its place. Last year was a little different because they had the offense just fell all the way apart. I actually think this is going to harken back to the vintage teen Tomlin teams, where it's like, well, they're 6-2, but they don't really look good. Mm-hmm. And then the final 9 games looked really damn good. I think that's what this team's shaping up to be.
I don't know. I guess time will tell on it. I haven't been convinced the entire time that they're anything special, but it's interesting just watching. I told you I listened to Aaron Rodgers yesterday. And he kept talking about these tight ends as if they were the world's greatest. At one point, he said, it's the best pair of tight ends I've ever played with in the NFL. He's talking about Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, all right. And then so I looked at it. I'm like, well, what kind of numbers do they have? The two collectively have 150 yards this season.
Yeah.
Like they haven't done anything.
I think Mike Tomlin's war crime has been on tight ends, because Freiermuth is way better than his stats say.
I've always thought Freiermuth is a good football player.
Didn't Jonnu Smith put up like 800 yards last year or something?
Yeah, like Rodgers is like, this is the best set of tight ends I've ever played with in my career. And this is, and if you've listened enough to Rodgers, he's so pedantic, and he's so just increasingly annoying about little details. But he doesn't just straight up lie in these things. Like, he genuinely does believe it. And I'm just not seeing the evidence there. But it's a combination right now. The offense looks, it looks fine, and the defense looks fine. And right now, that's good enough to be 3-1.
And I will, I'm certain the defense is going to be.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Better. They I am be. Certain about that, even though they're a little bit older. The offense, I think, is going to be better. I just don't know how good it's going to be. I just think, like, I think comparing it to the last couple of years is rough, because I still think Aaron has more in the tank than washed Russ does, and certainly their quarterback situation from the year prior.
I agree with that. Like, I there's no part of me that thinks Aaron Rodgers can't play football better than Russell Wilson did last year.
It's a crazy thing about it, though. I actually think the Browns can win this game.
I don't know why not.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get
this Aaron, is going to be a close game.
It should be. And if it's not, it means all the things we were concerned about this year when it came to things like trading Joe Flacco, what message that send to the locker room, the Newsom trade. If Pittsburgh blows you out, it's not because I think the Steelers are every bit as good as their record says. I think it's going to be because you destabilized where this team is.
No, we've all watched enough Steelers games to know it's just not how Tomlin operates. Tomlin gets ahead, and then Tomlin finds ways to let the other team back into it.
We call that a...
consistently does that, but he always wins.
Worse Harbaugh.
No, but he still Harbaugh always wins. Him. That's the difference. And Stefanski's been doing that this year, too, where he lets teams back into it, and then they end up winning. Tomlin's difference is that he lets teams back into it, they make stupid mistakes, and stupid things happen, but he still always pulls out the win.
216-474-0092. Are the Steelers good? Maybe the other way of saying it is, are the Steelers as good as their record states they are? I don't think they're playing that level of football, but I actually think that's more concerning. I think when you can win and you're not playing good football, and specifically the defense has a much higher standard that's expected of them, as everybody else gets better, I think you can slingshot even better if you just continue doing what you're doing and have a modicum of health.
Yeah, I agree with your sentiment, though. I do think this weekend's going to be close. Which is odd, because there's not much enthusiasm around this Browns team.
Yeah.
This is not the week to come off being like, hey, let's wave the pom-poms. But it's just how these games go with Tomlin.
If they hadn't just done two trades that I think can be destabilizers, I might be thinking about pulling out the old G word again.
Which has now become like just a thing around the station.
What do you mean?
Well, you had the G word before I left.
Yeah.
And when I do not say the G word anymore, I'm not sure.
No. I only pull it out when I mean it.
And then I saw Lima. Lima had the G word was used at one point as well while I was gone. I think the G word was used with Lima.
I was riding my coattails on the G word.
I didn't know if we were just kind of like all taking turns using the G, if it was the season of the G word.
I think imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. They saw me get the guarantee the Green Bay would, the double guarantee that Green Bay would win.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, that sounds like it tastes pretty good. I think I want a slice.
Well, I wasn't sure then if it was like, is Jake Molnick going to do the guarantee tonight? Are we just going to continue to have people go down until we have guarantees from everybody? Is that what's going
to
happen?
If they want to, they can, but there's only one guarantee king here.
Is the trend going to be, oh,
he's
don't worry,
the burger bet king.
I won't step on your guarantees.
I know you won't. I know you won't. Some of these other rabble rousers. Let's get to quick hits, including Shedeur Sanders on his readiness in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.